not sure that I would call it a movement. Well, maybe it is a movement in the sense that there are many different organizations operating around a slogan, Black Lives Matter, or hashtag Black Lives Matter. The question is, what are the components? What are the goals? You know, we've yet to see an indication of a platform, but that's indicative of the early stages of any social movement.
The Black Lives Matter hashtag has drawn attention to the issue of police brutality. In the past year, a number of videos went viral that showed sometimes lethal force against African Americans. The movement also led to the controversial hashtag, All Lives Matter.
Obviously, the people who created the slogan Black Lives Matter value life. So what the Black Lives Matter slogan speaks to is the particularity of the use of violence against African Americans in such a disproportionate way. Not just, simple coercion, but deadly force.
Chachua says Black Lives Matter has changed the conversation. He says there's more awareness among the white population that Black people aren't making up the problem of mistreatment by police. He also notices something unique about the movement and the people behind it.
The activists have become younger. That is very, very, very significant. The activists are increasingly women. That's very, very important.
Why?
Because the majority of the African-American population is increasingly female. And so when you say you want to speak for the majority, you're going to have to speak from a perspective that is largely derived from how Black women understand the world and from their experiences.
Chachua says Black Lives Matter has a broad reach as an organizing tool, but he says that's not enough. He argues that the movement lives too much online and not enough in the actual communities of African Americans.
The strategies that led us to build the things that were built in the 60s and 70s took advantage of the latest technology, but centered around a people approach. That meant that you had to knock on people's doors, you had to sit down with them, you had to talk to them. And if these kids think that they can tweet their damn way to freedom, then they are sorely misguided.
Black Lives Matter expanded the conversation about racialized violence in the United States. And Chachua says cases are now viewed in the context of a larger problem, not as isolated incidents. But to make a lasting difference, he says the movement has to address the roots of the problems that started that discussion.
Black Lives Matter has become something that's very easy to identify. And I'm going to say it again, it is more hashtag than reality, right? What's happening down on the ground in local communities? What are the kinds of demands that are being put forward around policing, housing, education, ending food deserts? What's the internal strategy of the African American community?
I'm Tiffany Jolly, Illinois Public Media.